So I've got some updates for you. Things that we have, the board and some of our committees have talked about. And usually we do our big annual spring show in May. We think that just given the circumstances and everything that is, we're still kind of working through all the vaccinations and COVID, we think it's probably unlikely that we'll be able to have large in-person audiences. So we have made the decision that for our annual show, we will do something kind of similar to what we did for Christmas, but on a much larger scale. And so I've been working on a bit of a script, and we're going to have like some set pieces. We're going to do a video recording and then make it available for people to purchase tickets to our show. And our show is going to be like we found a lost episode of The Love Boat, although we might have to, for copyright reasons, gently spoof that. Maybe we found a lost episode of The Love Barge or something.
Lost Boat.
Right, the Lost Boat. Oh, man. The Lost Boat. Maybe not.
Excellent.
So the whole storyline of our show this time around is going to be that a whole bunch of music groups are coming on board the Love Barge, or whatever we end up calling this thing, for a big music competition. And there's also audiences that are also on board to watch all the goings on. And so we have our quartets, we have our chorus, we also have a guest double quartet from Urbandale High School that will also be a part of the show. And so we're going to do lots of stuff where, you know, maybe a singer with a big solo or something is getting sick or has laryngitis. We have maybe quartets that are trying to sabotage one of the other quartets. We have all these hijinks that goes on during the week leading up to the actual contest. And so our show will be sometimes watching the different groups like in a rehearsal singing a song. Some of it will be like when we're all dressed up in our fineries, actually singing in the contest for judging, those types of things. So we have lots of fun little things that we can be doing. Maybe, you know, we think that one of the members has been fallen overboard and there's this huge big search, but really they've just been hiding out in the kitchen because they are breaking their New Year's resolutions. Just fun little things that we can be doing. And that gives us an opportunity to wear some of our casual costumes and clothes, like when we're in rehearsals, in addition to like tuxedos and formal kind of get up and all that kind of stuff. So we'll be working with the same videographer that we use for the Christmas show, but we'll actually have some sets and a script, and I'm inviting some of my friends from the Playhouse to help us out in terms of some of the dramatic roles. But if you're interested in some speaking parts and things, that's also something that we can have for these parts too. But part of our sort of outreach and a sort of strategic membership drive will be to involve some people who normally don't sing with the chorus but are looking for performance opportunities in this sort of COVID environment. So I'll be bringing in some folks from the Playhouse in sort of a limited time span to rehearse with us and to do some of the dramatic stuff, but hopefully they'll have a good time and this can be used to encourage some of them to kind of stick around and be with us. So that's kind of the angle we're going with. Now we've got some music that we need to be working on so that we can get ready to go. Because if we want to release the show in May, June, we're not sure when we're actually going to release. But if we're going to do a release, that means we have to back up and make the recording at least 3 or 4 weeks ahead of that release date. So we have a lot of work to do in the next 3-4 months to get some music ready. Now, that being said, we've got a good head start on some of this stuff. And I think that we've got a lot of good, fun things that can be weaved into the storyline really, really well. So that's enough talking.